ever noticed how many unnecessary chemicals are in your cleaning products? When I started looking into what I was actually using around my home, I realized that my laundry detergent might just be the worst offender. So many popular brands are packed with harsh chemicals that can irritate your skin, mess up your hormones, and cause allergic reactions. So instead of continuing to use those dye-filled pods, I switched to Earth Breeze. Their detergent actually comes in sheets that are free from harsh chemicals like optical brighteners, dyes, parabens, phosphates, and preservatives. It also doesn't come in those plastic jugs. It's just a lightweight, pre-measured sheet that dissolves in the wash and gets the job done. And yes, your clothes still come out clean, fresh, and soft. I feel so much better knowing that I'm not exposing myself and my family to those unnecessary toxins. So if you're looking for a powerful clean without the harsh chemicals, try Earth Breeze. It's easy to switch, and if you're not completely satisfied, they have an amazing money-back guarantee. And right now, you can try Earth Breeze for up to 40% off plus 4 free gifts at earthbreeze.com/ATTWG. That's earthbreeze.com/ATTWG for 40% off plus 4 free gifts. Did you know that a single finger prick at home can give you over 180 personalized insights into how to improve your health and slow your aging? If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that I tried the True Age and True Health test by True Diagnostic, and it showed me things I never learned from my regular physicals. True Health looks at over 105 biomarkers tied to your nutritional, metabolic, immune, and cognitive health. You'll see your vitamin levels, your nutrient balance, inflammation, gut health, and more. True Age measures 75 plus biomarkers to reveal your biological age, your pace of aging, and the age of key organ systems. It doesn't just give you a single number, it shows how your heart, brain, liver, and immune system are all aging. Together, the combo gives you a complete picture of your health today, along with personalized recommendations to improve your health and slow down aging. For me, it really inspired me to work on my cardiovascular health. It's so hard to get answers at the doctor's office, so I loved getting this report that had so much information on it. If you're serious about living healthier and longer, visit truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG for 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com, code ATTWG for 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Boot.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. Even better, you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code ATTWG. If you're like me, then you have different family members who have different ailments, and I've recommended Mood to all of them. I legitimately, before recording this, I told my mom about Mood, and she's going to make her first order. Because they have gummies for all sorts of things, for pain relief, for sleeping, for just improving your mood. Their gummies are specially blended and each one feels different. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out in 15 minutes flat with no hangovers, no grogginess, and I wake up feeling amazing. And each gummy is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ATTWG. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code ATTWG at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is September 30th. On this day in 2002, a sedan sat quietly at a high country trailhead in Yosemite. Rangers took note of the car, ran the plates, and waited for someone who never returned. The person who owned this car was Walther H. Reinhard, a 66-year-old retired Marine from Oro Valley, Arizona. He had entered the park on September 19th, but by the time his car was noticed, he was long gone. A multi-day search followed, but nothing was found. Today, we're discussing the unsolved disappearance of Walther Reinhard. Let's get started. On On paper, Walther looked like any other older hiker. He was 66 years old, 5'8", about 145 pounds, with a fair complexion and graying brown hair. Rangers noted that he often carried a large fanny pack, wore sturdy leather boots, and sometimes topped it off with a gray felt alpine hat. But before he retired, Walther had been force recon in the Marines, serving two combat tours in Vietnam. Family members later told reporters that that discipline never left him. Even in retirement, he kept himself in top shape with daily workouts and long hikes that included twice weekly 20-mile treks. He'd settled in Oro Valley, Arizona after a second career as a sheriff's deputy in Virginia. By then, hiking was his passion. He often joined the hiking club at his retirement community near Tucson, though he preferred going solo. Walther moved quickly, and he didn't like to slow down to wait for people. Friends and family described him as meticulous. He was organized in every detail of his life. He had no major health issues, took no daily medications, and built his days around the outdoors. To everyone who knew him, Walther was not the kind of man who simply went missing. If anyone could handle trouble in the wilderness, it was him. The last day anyone could place Walther Reinhard in Yosemite was Thursday, September 19, 2002. Researchers believe that he set out from the White Wolf Trailhead, a small cluster west of Tulumne Meadows along Tioga Road. But some reports have narrowed it down further, saying that he apparently started up that trailhead on September 20th. But either way, for days, seemingly nothing happened. There were no calls for help, and no one had any reason to sound an alarm. But then, on September 30th, rangers found Reinhard's car parked in the White Wolf lot. And that changed everything, because a car without a returning hiker is a red flag that triggers action. The National Park Service logged that day as the official start of the case. From there, Yosemite moved fast, deploying helicopters, dog teams, and ground crews. Within 48 hours, the high country was alive with searchers. Public appeals went out across the news. Had anyone seen a gray-haired hiker near White Wolf since September 19th? But nothing surfaced. As days passed with no sign of Walther, search managers pushed east toward the Ten Lakes Basin, one of the big destinations that fans out from White Wolf. I mean, it made sense. Walther could have covered that kind of ground easily. But still, the mountains gave nothing back. By October 12th, the Los Angeles Times painted the grim reality. Despite helicopters, bloodhounds, boats, and dozens of park staff, quote, not a sign of him had been found. He was last seen September 19th, his car was found September 30th, and there was not a single trace, not a scrap of clothing, nothing after that. Reporters summed it up in one line. Yosemite had thrown helicopters, dogs, boats, and boots at the problem, and still nothing. Now, for those of you who don't know Yosemite, the White Wolf area sits along Tioga Road between Crane Flat and Tulumne Meadows. From there, trails branch into serious country. This is not a casual stroll. Trails start around 7,500 to 8,000 feet, and they climb fast into granite, lodgepole forest, and exposed ridges. The Ten Lakes hike alone runs more than 12 miles round trip with 2,000 feet of climbing before dropping into the basin. In clear weather, it's stunning. In early fall, it can be unforgiving. One slip on granite, one wrong turn at a junction, one injury off trail, and a hiker can disappear from view in seconds. Now, over two decades later, the official record on Walther's case is sparse. Walther Reinhard was 66 years old. He was last seen in the park on September 19, 2002. His car was found on September 30, 2002. A massive early October search found nothing. And that's the backbone of the story that the National Park Service lists on its cold cases page. We also know that searchers faced tough conditions. As Reinhardt's sons joined the effort, the Los Angeles Times noted that three storms had already swept the park: rain, hail, and even snow. Weather like that erases footprints, washes out crossings, and makes survival much more difficult. But beyond those basics, this case is full of unknowns. There's no confirmed route that he was on, no certain clothing beyond his usual kit, and there are also no witnesses after September 19th, and no evidence of foul play. He's just gone. If you boil it down, the story is devastatingly simple. A retired Marine, 66 years old, set out for a hike in Yosemite and never came back. His car sat waiting at White Wolf, and no one ever found even a scrap of gear, not a piece of clothing, not a single trace of him. His family stood by helplessly as the park threw helicopters, dog teams, boats, and dozens of rangers into the search, but nothing turned up. And the image of that parked car sitting in a trailhead lot has haunted them ever since. So if you were in Yosemite in late September 2002, around White Wolf, Ten Lakes, or anywhere along Tioga Road, you might have seen him. A slender, gray-haired man, 5'8", about 145 pounds. He might have been wearing a gray felt alpine hat, leather boots, and carrying a large fanny pack. Even now, the National Park Service wants to hear from you. Tips can be made to their investigative services line at 888-653-0009. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found Walther's story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe, and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.